Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is the 18th day, Wednesday, the 18th day of March 2009. We'll be live here for the next 4 hours. I wanted to get Representative Jim Guest of Missouri back on, not because he's introduced legislation to reaffirm the 9th and 10th Amendment of state sovereignty, but because he is aware of the Missouri State Police document issued by the governor, the MIAC report, stating that bumper stickers, Ron Paul support, libertarian support, if you're against the North American Union, that you want to basically kill police and that you're a white supremacist. I mean, that's what it says. In a audio interview with one of the MIAC officers that we talked to, so we've confirmed, we've talked to this individual, but we didn't record it. A reporter did talk to them and record it, and we're going to be playing that audio coming up here, where they deny that bumper stickers are mentioned, when bumper stickers are mentioned repeatedly in the document, in the MIAC report. Also, Lou Dobbs has done a report on MIAC. Doesn't matter. People are still emailing me, telling me I made fake documents and put them up on the website. Doesn't matter if I give you the state police names, give you their phone numbers. It'll never matter. The Marines aren't training to confiscate your guns. They're not announcing they're putting troops on the streets. Mainstream news isn't announcing a new Bank of the World that will issue its own currency that we will all pay taxes to. They're not announcing giant blimps to surveil everything we do, tracking and tracing everybody. No, we're covering what's really happening and what's really going on in society. We are covering the real news and information. We are covering the truth here on this radio show, and we do every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then back on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. And try as they might, the establishment media is having to admit everything that we've talked about in the last 14 years on this show. I mean, last week, Michael Savage comes out and says, mark my words, Obama is going to stage a false terror attack along the lines of the Reichstag fire set by Hitler to bring in martial law. I mean, that's how mainstream false flag terror has become. Self-inflicted wounds, people's awareness of that. Also, I'm going to be simulcasting for 10 minutes on Judge Napolitano's Freedom Watch show. It's also on the web, so we'll be simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv on his radio show with him. They also simulcast on the web. And then we've got Professor Peter Del Scott coming on in the last hour today to talk about a host of issues. But here it is, Lou Dobbs' program speaking out about the MIAC report. And we broke that here thanks to state police. Also, Army investigating how and why troops were sent into Alabama town after murder spree. It was only a photo in a Reuters caption of the troops on the streets. We called up, got the colonel on last week. Now the Army is investigating if federal crime was committed by this being done, a violation of posse comitatus. Also, getting into the whole banking situation, I'm going to cover that after the break. Analysis, AIG bosses, the bonuses have caused a new cloud over Treasury boss. Because it turns out people are now learning that he basically wrote the banker bailout plan and that Obama was instrumental in all of it. The public is now discovering what we told you months ago and what is in the Obama deception. Another story here, Obama administration, we didn't find out about AIG bonuses until this month. Oh, even though it was all over the mainstream news for months. Also, Britain showing signs of heading towards 1930-style depression, says bank. IMF poised to print billions of new super dollars. U.S. injecting billions into foreign banks every week. At G20, Kremlin to pitch new global currency. U.S. kicks Iran war prep into high gear. It is all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. Important transmission.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are going to open the phones up in this hour and the next. Toll-free number to join us. Do you want to chime in on the fact that $9.7 trillion has been stolen by foreign banks and they won't tell the public where the money went? Meanwhile, Barack Obama and his minions are running around saying they knew nothing about the bailout. They're angry about the bailout. They had no idea this was going to bonuses. When he engineered the bailout, his entire administration on the financial end, the very people that engineered this back in the 90s, Bush, of course, worked with them closely. It's one unified group. And then now they're running around saying, we promise. Now, Chuckie Schumer's all over the news. Senator Schumer, who's calling for a total gun ban for the American people, an absolute tyrant, he says, hey, give the money back or we will take it. $160 million. Out of $9.7 trillion. And so they'll have endless debates and endless discussions and probably even hearings, and they'll call in these CEOs and people and say, how dare you take $3 million? And there won't be any discussion about the shareholders of the private central banks that got $9.7 trillion. That is the big issue. And you won't hear it discussed anywhere. It'll be, they're so mad about the $169 million. The people are so upset that and the same bait and switch was done with Rick Perry saying, I'm a conservative. I'm not going to take the tens of billions of bailout money and the economic stimulus package that was sent to Texas. I'm going to give $555 million back, which is a very small amount of the money, but it creates the illusion, oh, Perry gave all the bailout money back. Perry gave all the stimulus package money back. Just more stunts. Be like if you caught somebody robbing a bank and they've got a van just full of $100 bills and the police pull up and they say, you know what, I'm going to give you $100 back and I'm going to keep the million. How does that sound? And then the police have a big investigation about the $100 and there's big newscast about the $100 and what's going to be done with it. And will somebody get in trouble for the $100? And then never the discussion of the $1 million. And they just run this scam over and 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 over again. This is how they operate. This is what they do. And until the public figures out the tricks, they're going to continue to be enslaved. We're going to continue to lose more and more liberties and freedoms in this country, period. Nevertheless, the public is beginning to figure out a little bit analysis. AIG bosses are going to have to give back the money. Again, the 160 something but nothing going on with the trillions. And you try to explain to the public $160 million is not $9.7 trillion. They just don't understand. They just know how to drink fluoride and watch football and act tough, and that's why they're slaves. And they're taking all the rest of us that are aware and awake right over the edge of the cliff with them. And it's a very, very disgusting, sad thing to have all of this going on. But it's part of the awakening process. We have to go through pain first. AIG bosses are in deep, deep trouble. 400 executives and traders at American International Group. Oh, my gosh, they're in deep trouble. That's kind of like after they did the banker takeover bill October 3rd of last year, the media then shifted into, should 40-something billion be given to American automakers, and then that became the big debate about the 40-something billion instead of the trillions being stolen. They use that as a diversion, as a distraction. And the same thing's being done here. AIG bonuses, new cloud over Treasury boss, if not distancing itself from Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, the White House is placing firmly on his shoulders responsibility for how the government handled the $165 million in bonuses paid to about 400 executives and traders at American International Group, Inc. See, Geithner's a mid-level minion, so they'll burn him. They'll make it look like he caused the problem. Maybe they'll make him leave in a few years after a bunch of hearings, and, oh, every American will know about the $165 million, the $169 million. There's different numbers out there. I know I keep repeating that. It's just seeing this trick played. And boy, Geithner sure got it, and Obama sure got punished, and oh, Obama's approval rating's plunging more. Obama, he's running and all. No discussion of the private shareholders of the banks. Secretary Geithner last week engaged with the CEO of AIG to communicate what we thought were outrageous and unacceptable bonuses, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said Tuesday. Then he volunteered to answer a question being asked all over Washington. Did Geithner still enjoy President Barack Obama's confidence given the whopping bonuses the failed insurance giant paid Friday after receiving taxpayer bailout money? The president has complete confidence in Geithner, Gibbs said. Is Obama satisfied with Geithner's information, informed him of the impending bonus payments in a timely fashion? Yes, the president is satisfied. But then you read this today out from ABC News, Obama administration, we didn't find out about AIG bonuses until this month. I mean, they just had bonuses a few months ago. These people are cons, and this is just one of hundreds of companies. Sources in the Obama administration Tuesday said, despite previous media reports, administration officials did not know until a couple of weeks ago that the officials of the controversial AIG Financial Product Division were set to receive $165 million in bonuses on March 13th. It wasn't until Thursday, March 5th, 2009, administration sources told ABC News that officials of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York informed officials of the Treasury Department of the full extent of the $165 million in bonuses pending for the controversial fiscal products subsidiary. This was 3 days after the Obama administration had already announced a new commitment from an additional $330 billion for AIG. That's $30 billion for AIG. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner was alerted. Oh, he was alerted last Tuesday, March 10th. He phoned AIG CEO Edward Liddy on Wednesday evening, March 11th, to protest the bonuses, sources told ABC News. I mean, do any of you believe this? He put in the executive order a month and a half ago, Obama did, that all the major banks and brokerage firms were exempt from any money that they were previously given in the bailout or under that current bailout plan. But the American people aren't paying attention. They know they're being robbed, but they don't know just how egregious or out in the open it is. I mean, Obama comes out and says, listen, we're not rewarding failure. This is outrageous what you banks and brokerage firms have done, and we're not going to allow you to have bonuses. And then you read the executive order, and it's just like this Guantanamo Bay thing. Well, we might close it in a year, but we're going to open up all these other camps around the world. And we're still not going to give people any constitutional rights or even Geneva Convention rights. And we're going to back Bush on all of his court hearings that are going on and the torturer's court proceedings that are going on. And we're just going to continue the rendition and everything else, the kidnapping. But it was announced Obama closes all the camps. He closed Guantanamo. And I hear, you know, quote, liberals, which are just establishment lapdogs posing as liberals, all over talk radio and on the left channel on XM, you know, every day, hey, close Guantanamo, what more are you asking for? No, the thing is still open. But it's just like for these CEOs and executives, they say in there that, oh, any bailout money previously or any bailout deals that were agreed to last year, which go on in perpetuity, I mean, you read that bailout bill, unlimited money in total secrecy forever. So under the unlimited authority, unlimited power, no investigation allowed, can do whatever they want, under that plan, sure, as long as you're signed on to that plan, you can do whatever you want. And that's why the White House went and encouraged, and Obama encouraged when he was a senator, and the whole gaggle of crooks encouraged every company out there, hey, take this money you're getting in on the ground floor of the looting. You know, us pirates, we take care of each other and the like of other criminals. So this is the news I have here in front of me. You know, I just can't, and I've got a lot more here. I just can't get over IMF poised to print billions of dollars in global quantitative easing. London Telegraph headline. And then it just says, the International Monetary Fund is poised to embark on what analysts have described as global easing by printing billions of dollars worth of a global supercurrency in an unprecedented new effort to address the economic crisis. And then I have more mainstream news today. That's the London Telegraph yesterday announcing that they're already printing them and issuing them secretly to themselves. I mean, you know, the bankers just don't now issue fiat currency through their regional Federal Reserve banks, you know, in the U.S. and around the world. Now they just print the money backed up by taxpayers and give it directly to themselves and say, hey, don't ask where it went. We got paramilitary SWAT teams. We got assassination squads ready. NORTHCOM's in control. Shut up. We're taking everything you got. This is a stick up. So hands up and shut up, lady. Put the money in the bag.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're feeding.
conversation with Sergeant Joe Clark of MIAC. We are not terrorists, he says. Then he goes on to deny, basically, that he gets into Ron Paul or bumper stickers, and they did a YouTube video with this interview and show close-ups of the MIAC federally written report that goes out to all the state police around the nation. This is just the Missouri version of it, where it does say bumper stickers and Ron Paul. So we're going to be going over that. But continuing with the financial news. So the Obama administration is saying they're not involved with the bailout, they're not involved with the bonuses, and they're grandstanding with a diversion over $165 million, not the $9.7 trillion. That's the bottom line there. Meanwhile, billions and billions of dollars a week are being injected into foreign banks by the private Federal Reserve of your tax money, and they're not telling Congress where the money's going and refuse to answer the questions. And we played House members and members of the Senate asking those questions of Bernanke, head of the private Federal Reserve, of course, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, and they just won't answer the question. Meanwhile, the Moscow Times reports at G20, Kremlin to pitch new global currency. Now, the reason this is happening is the European Union and the private central banks in the West that form the New World Order are setting up their new global currency that will be issued by a private group of banking families. That's the London Telegraph. And Russia and China are saying, no, we need a new global currency that we have a say in. So they're all at the table debating how they're going to set up their world government. But bottom line, it'll be a new global currency controlled by banks. The Kremlin published its priorities Monday for an upcoming meeting of the G20, calling for the creation of a supranational reserve currency to be used by international institutions as part of a reform of the global financial system. That means the end of the dollar. And that's all we had left. Not manufacturing, not jobs, nothing. All we really had left, other than sports teams and Hollywood, was the fact that we had the world reserve fiat currency. That's now coming to an end very, very soon. And then all the tens of trillions the bankers print up of our money to buy things won't be worth anything anymore, but they don't care. They're moving on to a new currency they're creating. The International Monetary Fund should investigate the possible creation of a new reserve currency, widening the list of reserve currencies, or using its already existing special drawing rights, or SDRs, as a super reserve currency accepted by the whole international community, the Kremlin said in a statement issued on its website. The SDR is an international reserve asset created by the IMF in 1969 to supplement the existing official reserves of member countries. The Kremlin has persistently criticized the dollar's status as the dominant global reserve currency and has lowered its own dollar holdings in the last few years. Both President Dmitry Medvedev and President Prime Minister Vladimir Putin have repeatedly called for the ruble to be used as a regional reserve currency, although the idea has received little support outside of Russia. Analysts said the new Kremlin proposal would elicit little excitement among the G20 members. This is all in the realm of fantasy, said Sergey Primevo, chief strategist at Ray, Mann, and Gore. There was a situation that resembled what they're talking about. It was called a gold standard, and it ended very badly. Alternatives to the dollar are still hard to find. He said the Kremlin's call for a common currency is not the first in recent days. Speaking at an economic conference in Kazakhstan last week, the president proposed a global currency called the Akmetal, a conflation of the world's acme and capital. All right, when we come back, I'm going to get into what they're actually setting up, and then your phone calls and a lot more. We're going to get more to the MIAC report next hour, and I'm going to be simulcasting some with Judge Napolitano as well in the hour after that. And we've got Peter Dale Scott coming on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go to your calls right now. I'm going to play a conversation with Sergeant Joe Clark of MIAC out of Missouri, saying things that aren't true, saying there's nothing about bumper stickers on your car with Ron Paul or bumper stickers, period, in the report. You can go read the report. It's right there. But it doesn't matter. The public's still in denial about it anyway. So they're still in denial about a North American Union or that there's even an international banking cartel known as the New World Order. And that is why you're going to be hurt very, very bad. U.S. kicks Iran war prep into high gear. This on the heels of Benjamin Netanyahu, the newly elected Israeli prime minister for the second time, now back in office, saying that they are preparing for a huge war with Iran. Just days after the top U.S. commander sketched out plans to strike Iran, the U.S. military claims Tehran sent a drone into Iraq in February. U.S. military on Monday claimed that American jets had shot down an Iranian unmanned surveillance aircraft 97 kilometers northeast of Baghdad in February. The Ababil 3 was tracked for 70 minutes before it was shot down well inside Iraqi airspace, reads a statement from the Army. Even if that's true, they admit that for 6 years, Wahhabists, that's al-Qaeda-backed groups, including the number three man in al-Qaeda, have been attacking Iran inside, backed up by the United States. And that's, the White House admits that. That's right, al-Qaeda works for the White House. I'm sorry, that sounds crazy. That's just a fact. The statement also suggests the aircraft's presence over Iraq was not an accident. U.S. Claims comes just 2 days after Admiral Michael Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke of the next possible U.S. target, Iran. What I worry about in terms of an attack on Iran is, in addition to the immediate effect, the effect of the attack is the unintended consequences, Mullen said. We've got a very strong strategic reserve in our Air Force and our Navy, and in that fact, in that part of the world, is a maritime part of the world, where the emphasis would certainly be on those two forces, he told Charlie Rose, on the CFR Bilderberg Group TV show. Charlie Rose is like their official spokesman. That's where they go on to make their world government announcements. Iran on Tuesday said it has no information on the alleged drone, which has been described as a surveillance and intelligence gathering plane with a maximum range of about 150 kilometers. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hossein Khashoggi told reporters in Tehran that the ministry was unaware of the incident mentioned in the vague report issued by the U.S. military. Now, remember that many, many times, I mean, it's got to be more than 20 times we've heard this, that Iran is giving arms to Shiites in Iraq, in the south and in the east. And then it always turns out it's not true. And remember, this is the same crowd that claimed Iraq had WMDs and was about to attack the U.S. and had nukes and all the rest of it and lied about it. They weren't wrong. They lied about it. This is the same crowd that claimed that Iranian PT boats pulled up beside U.S. destroyers and said, "We're going to kill you. We're going to bomb you. We're firing in 30 seconds. And I went on air and I said, "Listen to the recording." I mean, it's clearly a Westerner even faking a voice. "Yes, I'm going to get you now, going to blow you up." Then later they admitted, "Oh, it was some prank on a ham radio." And then it came out, MSNBC, New Yorker Magazine, that Dick Cheney wanted to stage in that very area, in the Strait of Hormuz, fake blue U.S. manufactured fake Iranian PT boats with Navy SEALs dressed up like Iranians on board attacking large U.S. surface vessels. Okay? So remember the crowd we're dealing with. And then Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM at the time, out there on the aircraft carrier, said, "That's it. I resign." And it came out that he was upset about the staged terror plan, but also the plan, which they executed, to order the entire fleet within range of Iranian Sunburn missiles. They have more than 11,000 Sunburn missiles, even with the different Gatling gun systems they have to shoot down missiles, surface-to-air anti-missile guns. The Naval War College and others and top brass predicted that every ship would be heavily damaged and some would be lost. I mean, can you imagine 11,000-plus French and Russian made, they don't just have sunburns, silkworms, the list goes on and on, being launched at one time at the vessels. But their range is only about 150 miles. So what did the Bush administration do? They had the aircraft carriers moved in to within 50 miles, close in range. You know, even if you're going to be 100 miles out, that gives you more time to track the missiles, to prepare a response to them, to try to shoot them down. What's it called? The Aegis system? Those huge, high-powered Gatling guns that they've got out on the decks of those ships that from miles away can, you know, shoot down a whole covey of missiles coming in. It's a missile defense system, and they've got other systems as well. They've got C-130s and DC-10s with chemical lasers in them. They reportedly have more than a dozen of those flying around out there in the Gulf, and they can sit there at a distance zapping missiles. Oh, but no, we have to move the ships right up against Iranian territory also, so there can be all that shipping and all those Iranian patrol boats, and so they can, you know, try to get some event going. We had a lot of former top CIA analysts on, like Ray McGovern and others, and they said their number one fear, this is a year before it broke in the news, that they'd heard word they were planning to stage some type of Gulf of Tonkin event right there in the Strait of Hormuz. So it's on record. I know some of you think it's patriotic to attack our own ships, and that's what you got to do to win the war, boy. Got to get the war started. But then I might as well let the foreign bankers steal all the money. See, these aren't patriots that run our country. And Fox Fallon is certainly no angel, but he was not a complete psychopathic loon and didn't want World War III. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm already digressing. It's just you go over all this news. It's just all amazing. Healthcare overhaul may cost about $1.5 trillion. Yeah, I got a $1 trillion, $100 billion defense budget record. You know, just tens of trillions being spent on the bailout, a $787 billion stimulus package. They're expanding the size of the government everywhere. Government hiring is expanded. And they're just raising all these new taxes and state taxes and local taxes, and they're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze so they can social engineer us. And now they want a, quote, overhaul. That means the federal takeover. Guaranteeing health insurance for all Americans may cost about $1.5 trillion, the AP reports. Health experts say that's more than double the $634 billion down payment President Barack Obama set aside for health reform in his budget. Administration officials have pointedly avoided providing a ballpark estimate, saying it depends on details to be worked out with Congress. It's impossible to put a price tag on the plan before even the basics have been finalized, said White House spokesman Reed Sherrilin. And they go on from there, so enjoy that. U.S. consumer prices rise 0.4%. That's a record in recent years. U.S. consumer, and that's the government's cook numbers. U.S. consumer prices, so the inflation's coming back in. U.S. consumer prices rose in February by the largest amount in 7 months as gasoline prices surged again and clothing costs jumped the most in nearly two decades. Australian government adds WikiLeaks to banned website list. Linking to flag sites will cost you $11,000 a day. And jail time. This is out of techradar.com. For those that don't know, the major papers and TV have announced Australia, we're going to have Chinese-style net censorship. There'll be a few thousand sites you can visit. No alternative political sites. Nothing. Of course, porn will be allowed, of course. But nothing political, nothing that questions anything that's going on. And they're saying that the government's putting out a list of banned sites that even if you can get around them and put links to them, that it's up to you as an indentured servant to go look at the list of banned things by fiat. They just announce it. And then if you do link, it says here in the article, to anti-abortion sites, to anti-war sites, anything, it's over $11,000 a day fines. this is just so, they don't do that in China, folks. It's not that hardcore. The Australian Communications Regulator has issued a stark warning that websites who link out to banned hyperlinks are liable to be fined up to 11,000 Aussie dollars a day. The news comes after web forum Whirlpool was threatened with the fine for posting a hyperlink to a blacklisted anti-abortion website. Where are all the liberals talking out against the McCarthyism and the blah? Oh, they love it. One of the newest additions to Australia's blacklisted hyperlinks list is WikiLeaks, the website that publishes anonymous submissions of sensitive info on everything from corporations, religion, and governments. And WikiLeaks released a few weeks ago, and it's been confirmed now, mainstream news, there's a secret treaty being signed to ban all peer-to-peer transmissions of any Internet data. So they're killing the web now, and the public will deny it until it actually happens and say, well, I've still got a few thousand sites I can go to. One of the newest additions is Australia's blacklisted hyperlinks is the WikiLeaks, the website that publishes anonymous submissions of sensitive info on everything from corporations, religion, and governments. There's one way to handle this. Do not follow their orders if I was you. Just everybody, you know, in mass protest, link to the banned sites. Get aggressive, folks. They've already taken your guns. They're stealing your property. They're CPSing your kids in record levels over there. Stop it. Stop submitting. Break out of the spell. The blacklisting of certain pages on the site has come after WikiLeaks posted a list of websites at the tail of 2008 that comprised the secret Internet censorship list for Denmark. On this list were 3,500 sites that were censored or banned in that country, including Infowars.com, but people still get around it. That's right. We're banned on all European transit train wireless systems and in British wireless systems. That's been confirmed. I mean, you know, this is the freedom, folks. They don't want me putting all the articles together, Newsweek, Reuters, London Telegraph, where they say world banking government's going to save you, world banking government's good, because then I can post the proof they're doing it and say, no, I don't think it's good. How dare your phone calls be heard on this radio show as it explodes worldwide? See, they're getting scared, folks, because we're getting calls and listeners all over the planet. Disturbing picture. While Australia's list of blacklisted sites currently stands at 1,370, the Sydney Morning Herald is reporting that the list could increase to around 10,000 sites, most of which are illegal pornographic content, but could also include sites that house incendiary political discussions. Yeah. The government is embarking on a deeply unpopular and troubling experiment to fine-tune its ability to censor the Internet. They say, don't worry, we're just testing it, said communications spokesman Senator Scott Ludlam of Australia's opposition party Greens. If you consider this kind of net censorship in the context of Australian anti-terror laws, it paints a disturbing picture indeed. On the website WikiLeaks, which leaked the news that the government had banned it for leaking information, simply said, the first rule of censorship is that you cannot talk about censorship. The first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club. It just goes on and on. I said I'd go to your calls. Let's go to them right now. I've got stacks of such news in front of me. Canada's already restricting, with Comcast and some of the other big companies, people down to a few thousand sites. We're already being banned everywhere. I mean, we're just being banned libraries, government buildings, corporations, wireless systems. The government says, oh, we're taking your tax money and putting it out for free. You paid for it. And so you better enjoy InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, ObamaDeception.net, ArnoldExposed.com, JonesReport.com. That's why we have a lot of websites was building towards this time. And there'll come a time where we've got to launch new sites every week, move all the content of InfoWars over to it, just to stay one step ahead and have notices up of this is where you get it now, this is where you get it now, knowing that the bureaucrats will take a few weeks to find it, but now they've admit they have computer programs to track where we move, what we do. They don't want you getting this information. Okay, they're already restricting videos on the web. You better get it out now, or we're not going to be able to expose these terrorists. Okay, who's up first here, John? Joe? Joe and PA, thanks for holding.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good, sir.
I just want to let you know that on the eve that you released the Obama deception, I renewed my membership, downloaded and started burning, and I gave about 15 videos to somebody, and it's now on our public access over here, small little town on the East Coast.
Yeah, they can't allow this explosive distribution. You know, I make a film that cost me $100,000 to make. I release it for free. I release it for free, but it folks with the high-quality PrisonPlanet.tv, and now it is the number one video all over the web, thanks to people like you. Go ahead.
Well, it's going viral over here in our little town. But anyway, I wanted to let you know that. And I was watching the Fox News last night, and I was almost going crazy. These people are talking, and they're talking about the cows starving out in the middle of nowhere, and they got to burn cactuses to feed them. And my dad's watching TV with me, and all of a sudden it's like they got money to bail out banks, they got money to bail out car people, but they're not helping the farmers. And I said, if the people are starving, who's going to get the loans and buy cars? And anybody, you know, you got to put the dots together. Anybody that can't.
That's right. You got to feed the coyotes, and I saw that. You got to feed the coyotes, but let Americans go homeless. And Obama has announced 2 weeks ago, CNN, AP, Reuters, it's unbelievable. When we first posted it last week, people couldn't believe it. They are announcing that they're not going to give health care to the troops, and they'll have to get their own insurance. I mean, think of the magnitude. That's what I'm telling police and military. When you're done following their orders to bring down America and enforce the takeover, you would have destroyed yourself. You're cutting your own nose off to spite your face.
You know what? I had a thought about that, Mr. Jones, and that is I think that the powers that be are trying to incite the people to violence.
I agree. So
that they can round us all up and put us away.
Why do you think they keep introducing the idea of rioting and even acting like it's a good thing on the news?
Yep, and
they want rioting. They want dead cops in military, and then society will break down. Then they'll bring in more troops behind them. They want it, and they want it bad.
And I think the listeners, the ones that are the militias that listen to this show, should cooler heads prevail. It's got to be done by stealth. Get it coordinated. If they're going to do something, make sure it's coordinated and fast. And
well, what's going to happen is they're going to push people into corners with gun confiscation, you know, and rioting's going on, food confiscation. And so when people just fight back because they don't want to see their kid pulled away from them and put on an army truck, you'll be called a terrorist. If you don't want to be injected with a deadly smallpox or anthrax or bird flu shot, you'll be a terrorist. And then they want to have society break down, have it set the precedent for that, and then move into real martial law. I hear you, great call. We're call straight ahead. Yes, air the Obama deception on Access Television everywhere. You have my permission.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
My name out your window when I'm leaving.
Look,
I won't even turn my head.
People get hurt, things get broken during empire building.
Don't send your kin.
They're breaking a few eggs to make an omelet. They haven't even gotten started bankrupting this country. They built their police state up so they can suppress the people and carry out the crime. And they're going to do it. But the people are waking up. The enemy underestimated them. And it's going to be one hell of a show, as they say. And it's going to get crazier and crazier from here on out, ladies and gentlemen. Chris in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex?
Yes.
I'll make this real quick, sweet and short.
I appreciate you educating me and everything. And I wanted to report to you here in Fort Worth, working oil field, so I'm around all over. I see a bunch of black aircraft coming into the Naval Joint Reserve Base up here at Carswell. No numbers, no identifications, no nothing. There's probably 3 to 5 a day, has been for the past 3 weeks. We'll let you know that, maybe do your homework on that.
Probably flying heroin and cocaine in. I mean, they crash all the time. Probably flying drugs in for our children.
I also wanted to ask you if you could somehow inform us on how to, what's the word I'm looking for here, try to get into our Texas legislature to get the crap out, if you understand what I mean by crap. Get Perry and all these other pricks that are doing no good for nobody and nothing and helping support the movement.
Perry would have lost the election, but they did that big four-way race so he could win. You know, he won with the minority, what was it, like 39% of the vote. And it's just a criminal elite, and education is the way to go. I mean, the Texas legislature breaks state law every time they vote. They allow the representatives to vote for each other, and they do it right there on camera, not even caring. That's how corrupt the culture is. We're just like Mexico or North Korea. We are collapsing because the criminals are just snatching and grabbing all the money for themselves, and they don't care, and most of the elites are moving out of the country. They know they've stolen us so blind, they're just going to let us collapse and then be a third world cesspit with paramilitary police running all over us, just like Mexico.
Well, I guess what I was getting at is if you could, you know, I'm passing your word, I'd like to get more involved. I'd like to get the bad out and, you know, hell, just proceed from the United States. Texas would be fine. I don't care. We're big enough. I know how to hunt. I know how to fish. But we got to start small, you know, catch the little fish before we can move up to Obama. I'd like to get them all with a big net, but that's not possible. So I want to further myself into trying to get rid of, you know, like Perry and in this crap. And just the bad people that are not doing us anything.
No. Chris, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Look. The Texas legislature has introduced bills to reaffirm the 9th and 10th Amendment and declare sovereignty and have the state defend the border themselves. The minute that happened, the Fed sent more troops to the border. We are trying to educate the public. We're trying to get them to realize what's happening. But for decades, they were told there's no globalism, there's no corruption, government's only good, there's no bad elites. And so the bankers are robbing us blind in front of everybody. And I'm just here trying to educate the public on how serious the level of thieving and stealing and just outright corruption is. See, as corruption accelerates, it just gets worse and worse. And, of course, that's obvious. As it accelerates, it gets worse and worse. But, I mean, it literally does. And then the criminals get more and more bold. And as they commit more and more crimes and don't get in trouble for it, they just commit bigger and bigger crimes. And so crime becomes goodness, and goodness becomes a crime. You understand? Being good is a crime. Being an American is a crime. Being honest is a crime. Being a scumbag piece of filth, they like you because, you know, you're like them. They can trust you. We'll be right back with the second hour. More of your calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.